Let me briefly describe seven intrinsic sources of personal security as a kind of a composite effort to sharpen the saw in various ways. Now, you'll notice that every one of these sources is totally independent of people's opinions of you. You'll also notice that in every one of them, you're not being compared, you're not competing, and they do not involve possessions at all. They are totally within your control, and every one of them says you are intrinsically worthwhile and valuable, in and of yourself, apart from the rest of the world, because they're totally under your influence. First, personal integrity. The best definition I know of that, the highest definition, is to make our habits equal our values. Or better put, perhaps, to have our habits express our values. I hardly know a person that has achieved that to the highest level. So an operational lower level could be this: to make your deeds follow your words. You say you're going to do it, you do it. And you can gradually begin to make your commitments, your words, to closely correspond to your values until finally your values and your habits are in harmony. Integrity is the value you place upon yourself, the value I place upon myself. Second, a rich private life, to where you really enjoy being by yourself. You enjoy your activities, your reading, your meditation, your faith, whatever it is that you deeply are involved in, a rich private life. Third, nature. Nature bequeaths its own blessing on those who immerse themselves in it. It has such beauty. Well, let me ask you, how many here have been deeply immersed in nature for a few days, let's say on a vacation or something, to where you gradually left the noises of the city and you started to find yourself working in harmony with the rhythm of nature, and the beauty of it was overwhelming to you? And when you returned back from that experience, you felt deeply peaceful inside. How many have had that experience? You're hardly disturbable. You're almost unflappable for a long period of time until gradually the noise from the outside starts to come to you again. A frantic kind of vacation is not a vacation at all, but the kind that takes you into nature, and the effort to go into nature regularly, I think is an extremely valuable experience, even to get animals around children because they are so accepting, or adults, because they're part of nature. They don't judge you. They don't compare you. They accept you and love you regardless. Four, education. Continued education. A never-ending education. That doesn't mean just in the classroom. That means through your reading, expanding your mind, your mental capacity, taking courses occasionally. Why? Because courses present an external discipline on the mind, and sometimes we need it. Otherwise, we can take the course of least resistance and only study that which we are only interested in. I think it's an extremely valuable thing to train our mind to stand apart and examine its own program. That, to me, is the definition of a liberal education: the ability to examine the programs of life against the larger questions. And that's something that we have control over. It doesn't take money. People who are proactive can figure out ways to get education. Public libraries. You can get independent degrees at universities, whether you have a high school diploma or not. It's amazing what can be done if a proactive person really wants to enlarge their... You see, in a very real sense, our security does not lie in our job. Our security lies in our power to produce. That's the true security, knowing that you have the power to produce wealth if you need it. That's true financial independence. Not that you're wealthy, but you have the power to produce wealth. You know it. You're not running scared. Next, service. Two kinds. One, in your work. See yourself in a contributive mode. Make a difference. Make a difference. Serve. And two, anonymous service. No one knows, And no one will ever know or find out. Only you know. And the recipient may or may not know. That isn't important. But that you are interested in blessing the lives of other people. Service is the rent we pay for the privilege of living on this earth. Hans Selye, the great international expert out of Montreal, in his monumental research effort in the study of stress, basically says this. If you want to live a long life, focus on making contributions. Have meaningful projects that excite you, that turn you on. Do not retire. You may retire from your employment, from your job, but get actively involved in very dynamic projects that contribute and bless other people's lives. His ethic is, earn thy neighbor's love. Now, his book is called Stress Without Distress. He talks about eustress is the kind of thing I'm talking about. E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S, not distress. Distress is where you hate your work, you feel totally victimized, you're not turned on or excited about anything, and your life is essentially selfish life. So those two kinds of work, two kinds of service, in work and anonymous. Next, family. And when I speak about the family, I'm talking about the intergenerational family, the extended family, cousins, aunts, uncles. The more your kids can identify themselves with the tribe, the notion that a lot of people care about me, know about me, even though they're spread all over this country, even though I've hardly ever met them, I belong to this family. Finally, my friends, I suggest committing yourself to the habit of sharpening the saw. Every day, 1 hour, that's all, 1 hour. 1 hour in 24 will improve the quality, the effectiveness of every other hour. Talk about a high leverage activity. Is there any activity that could compare to that 1 hour? I cannot conceive of it. If that will affect the quality of them all, every relationship, every decision will be affected by that 1 hour. Cultivate the discipline to say, I will give the 1 hour every day. And do it regularly, day in and day out. Make your resolve now and watch the impact that has.
This concludes The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. Remember, these ideas will be more effective for you if you listen to the program repeatedly. Thanks for listening. And remember, when you need it, this information is right at your fingertips, as close as the press of a button.